Projects in the language classroom, age 14 to 16 years. Module 1, Interculturally Yours. Lesson 3, Task 3, Worksheet 3.3A/3. Presentations. Extract 1.
Well, 30 years ago, a typical holiday would have been a seaside holiday for somebody in Britain. That would have been going to a seaside town, somewhere typically like Blackpool or Brighton in Britain. At that time, it was typical of people to travel within Britain. Then they would go to the town, stay in a B&B, bed and breakfast, or guest house of some kind. Then they go to the beach each day, walk up and down the pier and so on.
Extract 2.
Whether we'll stay here or move back to England? I'm afraid that's an unanswerable question for us at the moment. I mean, my wife and I have known each other for about 4.5 years, and that's always been in Hungary. We don't really know where we'd like to settle on a long-term basis. So we're planning to go back to the UK now and live there. Then, I think, after we've lived there for some time, we'll probably get to a point where we're going to make a decision about where we'd like to settle. At the moment, I'd say, in my mind, I could probably settle in either place, although I'd probably be happier to settle in England. However, I also know that having been out of England for so long, the sort of homesickness or missing the country has a big part to play in that feeling too.
Extract 3.
I haven't seen school uniforms in Hungary. I've only heard of the blue aprons primary school children used to wear to cover their clothes. In Britain, school uniforms still a big thing. Right from the very early stages of school, more or less every school has a school uniform. School uniforms are typically black or grey trousers with a white or blue shirt. This is for a boy. And then, depending on the age and the school, they may have a tie, then possibly a blazer as well. In my school, I had to wear a blazer. I'm not sure a school uniform is a good idea. It's one thing that's always a matter for debate in England.
Extract 4.
I'd say that the jobs that have the most respect are what we call the professionals. That includes the legal profession, being a lawyer or a judge. We also have solicitors, who are lawyers also, but they only deal with civil cases, not criminal cases. Then there's the medical profession. That's being a doctor or a nurse. Those kind of people are quite highly respected, and they usually play a big part in the community.
Extract 5.
I think public safety is a big issue, because there are certain places in Britain, certain cities especially, where I think public safety is really not that great and people do fear for their safety. There's quite a lot of street crime in some cities, muggings and even crimes against people like murder and other such crimes. There's a lot of pickpocketing in big cities too. I think that in Budapest, public safety is better. If people complain about it, it's probably because it's worse than it was maybe 10 years ago, I'm only guessing, but compared to London, or probably any city in America, it's a lot better. I feel that I can walk around the streets at night alone, most places, not everywhere, but most places, without a real fear of being attacked, or being held up with a knife, or having something stolen from me.
Extract 6.
Well, workaholic is not a word I'd use when talking about myself. I think it's a big problem. I think that not many people would disagree that things have really changed for children because of not seeing their father so much. A lot of fathers are away from home for too long. Sometimes people are put in a position where they do have to choose between continuing their career or really spending more time with their families. Unfortunately, sometimes they come to realise this too late, when the family is already in crisis, when so many years have passed during which the kids haven't seen one or other or both parents enough.